We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
All right, so we're talking about when, we'll call them Web 1.0 startups shut down.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means the recent one is Fat Wallet, which is in our area.
So Fat Wallet is a company that was started in 1999. Basically started as a, not exactly deal of the day, but where somebody was finding deals on electronics and then selling them to people on a forum or something like that. Mm-hmm. Over time, developed this whole affiliate marketing business, develops a deal-seeking forum, similar to Slick Deals. If you're familiar with it.
Yeah, that's a pretty much a big deal thing. They don't do the cash back or anything like that, as far as I know.
Yeah, becomes a big, kind of a big deal, you know, on the internet. Pretty, really popular. Mm-hmm. Makes a good amount of money. Has, in our area anyway, one of the largest amounts of people working at what you would call a tech company or a software company, which isn't saying a lot.
Yeah.
They had to deal with some regulatory issues with sales tax laws.
Yep.
You remember that happened.
Yeah. Illinois was trying to get more money, which is the common practice.
Yeah, have not stopped doing that.
Yeah, doing it even more now. Basically, Fat Wallet was forced to move north to keep doing business. The tax was so oppressive to them that they couldn't likely function with how much it would have affected them.
They were going to lose something like 30-40% of their contracts.
Yeah, and their biggest profit, as far as I know, is this cashback, which they stopped, actually, which we can get to. And basically, you just went on their website. You did a click through to some store, online store, you would get a percent back and they would get something. They don't tell you what they get, but it's still good that you're getting something back. So let's say 5%, which is not bad. Towards the end, I haven't used it recently, even before they closed it down. Mm. I think I had $300-$400 total.
That's not bad. I know some people have a lot more than that too.
Yeah. So when you think about it, you think, okay, so all this affiliate stuff increases prices, but it only increases prices for the people that don't use it. The ones that do use it, they either get a little break or they pay what they should. It's kind of a difficult area to be in with all that affiliate stuff, but it appeared helpful to me.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, and so they got through all that adversity and built this whole successful community. And they were really positioning themselves as an example to other companies in our area, like the right way to work and how to treat employees right.
There was a lot about their fun work environment, which you would see all of the games and stuff that they had. And
free food, free lunch every day.
Yeah.
A lot of perks, as you might say. So they moved to Wisconsin, and a few months later, 6 months later or so, they sold to Ebates. And Ebates is a much larger competitor that mostly focuses on the affiliate stuff. They don't really do forums or anything like that.
I'll just say that I hate the name and I won't use the website because it's so stupid.
It's a pretty lousy name.
Yeah. And so you can be an Ebater now. I mean,
it has connotations. So Ebates.
Do they do the same things as Fat Wallet?
Yeah, they do everything but the forum. All they do is the affiliate stuff. Their main product is a browser plugin. It either changes your URL or it tells you to apply a coupon when you're shopping. Theoretically, it's pretty convenient because
you just get it back automatically because of the browser plugin.
Basically.
But then they pull all of your tracking data. That sounds like a great deal there.
It comes at a cost.
Yeah.
Convenience at a cost. But they don't have it. There's no community aspect of it. Hmm. So they're just about being that global marketing powerhouse, you know, TV ads and whatnot.
Full disclosure, we know people that work there.
Oh, yeah.
Or know people that used to work there. So I've heard a few things here and there, but I haven't really heard much of the specifics. I did see on the forum, regular people that just use the forum are trying to build new communities because they at least know it's going to be shut down relatively soon.
Yeah, and that's, I hope those are successful. I mean, that shows
there's one the value of it. Fat Wallet community or something with a P, fat. Yeah.
Hopefully that'll work out.
The only thing I remember is fat with a P.
I wish companies like that would just sell the forum for $1 to community members.
Yeah.
I know why there's reasons why they don't.
Money.
Yeah.
that URL still probably has a lot of clout on the search engines and such.
Exactly.
At least for the moment.
Exactly.
Once they turn it into a thing that pushes it to Ebates, it's going to go down in value.
Very much so. Yeah. And so Ebates went about the business of streamlining and consolidating all their other Fat Wallet into their system. And they were you probably heard some about this. They were making their employees rewrite all the software in some Java framework that was not fun to work with, and driving developers away from the company. And
I did hear Java. I haven't heard any specifics.
I may have heard a biased account of this from somebody who was really cranky about it.
Yeah. I am not a Java fan, although I do Android stuff. It's just Java is not, it's not my jam.
Right. Not mine either. Yeah. Although, you know, to be fair to Java, it might not have been the language or the framework so much as here you have perfectly well-functioning software, and just by some distant corporate mandate, they have to rewrite everything.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah. They have to be doing something though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, if they want to keep them busy and pay them.
I kind of feel like they were writing.
It was wasteful. That's definitely wasteful. I agree. Goal to that.
Yeah.
But
I think the purpose is probably just to get ready to replace those local people.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So it brings us to recently. So eBay's has been bought by Rakuten.
Rakuten.
Yeah.
Rakuten's Japanese. I don't know the spelling.
Rakuten. Rakuten?
Yeah, that's Rakuten. Right.
Not totally sure how to say it. Anyway, so just to show you have even more levels of removed decision making. Mm-hmm. It's pretty hard for a company in Japan that's huge to care about.
I'm a big fan of Japan, but Japanese companies do some things very poorly.
Yes. Yeah, that's... Yes.
And it's related to corporate bureaucracy and things that offshooting from that.
Anyway, Rakuten...
Whatever. Just use it in English.
Shut down Fat Wallet. So they're getting rid of this whole company, this whole community, perfectly well functioning.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just repackaged eBay stuff on the affiliate side.
Yeah.
You know, a valuable brand, and then a community side, something that eBay doesn't have.
Would have made more sense. Yeah. I mean, I understand they want to get rid of the employees because that's a cost to them. Mm-hmm. So maybe they still will. I don't think they are though. I think they're totally dropping it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think it's gone. They announced they're shutting it down. Mm. Which is unfortunate. And yeah, so we're wondering locally, you know, how many people are going to be, I mean, do you think any of them will get to be offered jobs?
I think I heard one or two at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Hopefully a lot.
Yeah.
But a lot of, I mean, you know, I'm sure the developers will do well finding work. There are a lot of people there, though, that just have customer support and forum moderation jobs.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to replace.
Or just pushing content.
A lot of writing.
Does the Ebates do deal content?
They do, but probably...
I'm sure they have an abundance in California.
To me, it seems like you're taking an asset and you're wasting it just to make your corporate accounting easier, corporate planning. It's too bad. And then the other thing is, to me, it just seems like just another one of those end of an era milestones.
Yeah.
There aren't companies started like that anymore that just are kind of cool to spend time with, have a community, and, you know, and the company's making money, but they're not trying so hard to make money that they make things unpleasant for their customers.
Yeah. I still have a shirt from Fat Wallet that I won on their forum from, I think, 2010. It was a Black Friday shirt.
Oh, nice.
It's super ragged, but I use it as an undershirt.
I also have a Fat Wallet t-shirt that I won, not on the forum, but I went to an open house.
Okay.
We got to tour.
Nice.
And they had a giveaway, and I won the shirt.
That's cool.
Yeah, again, it wasn't like the highest quality printing, but I never win anything, so I was happy about it. I guess the other thing is, this story is
what is the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't sell your company if you don't want it to get shut down 7 years later or 5 years later or whatever.
The problem is, if I were in that position, I would have probably sold it because you have the money and then you can move on to something else.
Yeah, I think maybe the real moral of the story might be, you know, Ebates is a big, scary competitor. Slick Deals became a bigger forum than the Fat Wallet forums. Mm. And Ebates became a bigger affiliate marketer than Fat Wallet. It's just the way things are going with internet companies trying to operate at scale. Mm-hmm. There's just less and less room for companies that are number two or number three in multiple categories.
Yeah, especially if you have a big employee base, you have to be able to fund that side of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's just a few people doing their thing on a website and it functions, I mean, if it works, it works. But
yeah,
maybe they just had too much stuff to support. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is not quite the same thing, but when you look at something like Jack Dorsey at Square and Twitter, or Elon Musk running like 2.5 companies or whatever, being able to run like multiple business units like that separately and competently and to make them really successful seems like a rare skill. So you kind of wonder if, you know, maybe one of those businesses could have been sold off or minimized a while ago to give Tim his money. but then focus on the other one and really make it big so you can keep employing people. You know, I just wonder if something like that would have been a better move than selling the whole package that wasn't a good fit for eBay.
Oh, you mean pieces of Fat Wallet?
Mm-hmm.
Like the cashback side or something?
Yeah. I'm not sure which...
Like that technology for cashback. Yeah. I mean, and just kept the form.
Yeah, exactly. I don't quite know the economics, but...
I heard the amount was 75%. I don't know if this is true or not.
75%
of their revenue was from cashback, 75%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it. I'm sure you sell that side. You make most of your money, and then you just keep on the people you want to make happy as employees and keep running that form as long as you want, making...
Not whatever. Much.
So I guess...
Maybe some hosting costs. You could have a Patreon. I don't know.
Well, really? I mean, man, that would be good. I mean, but that's really... None of that's very satisfying, I'm sure, for a type A entrepreneur, like the guy who started it. It's hard to know what the right thing to do is, but... Yeah, overall, there are a couple lessons to learn, maybe things you want to watch out for now when you in your business that will matter a few years later, but more just realizing how hard it is to keep a company like that going now. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
In conclusion, goodbye, Fat Wallet.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at CapacityCast.com.